This patient has small cell bronchogenic carcinoma. The starting point is just saying, okay, well, we have a long-term smoker who has low serum sodium. That sounds like SIADH, which is what we get with small cell bronchogenic carcinoma. Okay, it doesn't have to occur all the time by all means, but it's a common paraneoplastic syndrome seen in small cell. They go on to say the antibody screening for the Lambert-Eaton paraneoplastic is negative. Okay, of course, that can also be seen in small cell. And then we get incoordination when performing the finger-to-nose test, and there's also a gait instability. You say, what the fuck? This is actually small cell cerebellar dysfunction, okay? Small cell bronchogenic carcinoma can cause paraneoplastic cerebellar dysfunction, neurologic dysfunction, secondary to anti-HU, H-U, and anti-YO, Y-O, antibodies. Sounds really fucked up, I know. First time you hear about it, really minutia type detail. I promise you this is actually high yield. So USMLE resources tend to overly cater to SIADH, ACTH, Lambert-Eaton associated with small cell. And then occasionally a student comes out of the exam and says, oh, I got like this like really weird paraneoplastic syndrome, asked about small cell. And I'm like, was it cerebellar dysfunction? And they're like, how'd you know? Like crazy. And it's like, not really crazy at all. It's super high yield. It's just the resources haven't caught up to it. So that's why I'm telling you right here, you've got to know anti-HU and anti-YO antibodies associated with small cell. Okay. This is an important paraneoplastic syndrome. So and that is our answer here, paraneoplastic syndrome. If you weren't aware of that as one of the small cell paraneoplastic syndromes, you might have been inclined to choose metastatic malignancy, which is not a bad answer. But in this case, you need to know anti-HU and anti-YO antibodies can cause cerebellar dysfunction in small cell. Hypomagnesemia, just wrong straight up. If anything, hypomagnesemia is seen in alcoholics due to dietary deficiency. Okay, they fill up on alcohol, they don't consume enough magnesium. And low magnesium is an important cause of low serum calcium, refractory / non-responsive to supplementation. Okay, but just not the answer here. They don't give us an alcoholic. Hyponatremia, sure, the patient's hyponatremic, but that in and of itself is not going to explain the cerebellar dysfunction. The anti-HU and anti-YO antibody is much more important. And then normal pressure hydrocephalus, that can cause the wet, wobbly, wacky. Okay, so urinary incontinence, gait instability, personality change, and delirium / dementia. And plus or minus Parkinsonism as well. But normal pressure hydrocephalus, just off the mark here. It's just, once again, this is anti-HU and anti-YO antibodies causing small cell cerebellar dysfunction. That's it.